author's note. Some names and identifying details have been changed.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Blackout, How Black America Can Make Its Second Escape from the Democrat Plantation, by Candace Owens, read by the author, with the foreword written and read by Larry Elder.
This book is dedicated to Grandma and Granddad. May my every action make you proud.
I am Larry Elder, and I am reading the foreword for Blackout by Candace Owens. At a recent congressional hearing on the alleged rise of white nationalism, Candace Owens said the following.
I am hopeful that we will come to a point where we will actually have hearings about things that matter in America, things that are a threat to America, like illegal immigration, which is a threat to Black America, like socialism, which is a threat to every single American. And I hope that we see that day. It's definitely not going to be today. Fortunately, we have Republicans that are fighting every single day, day in and day out. For all of the Democrat colleagues that are hoping that this is going to work and that we're going to have a fearful Black America at the polls, if you're paying attention to the stuff that I'm paying attention to, the conversation is cracking. People are getting tired of this rhetoric. We're being told by you guys to hate people based on the color of their skin or to be fearful. We want results. We want policies. We're tired of rhetoric, and the numbers show that white supremacy and white nationalism is not a problem that is harming Black America. Let's start talking about putting fathers back in the home. Let's start talking about God and religion and shrinking government, because government has destroyed Black American homes, and every single one of you knows that. And I think many people should feel ashamed for what we have done and what Congress has turned into. It's days of our lives in here, and it's embarrassing.
Mic drop. Incandescent. Bright. Most of all, Owens is courageous. These are just some of the adjectives that describe this young, charismatic female who happens to be Black and who happens to challenge the notion that Blacks should retain their near monolithic support for the Democratic Party. In 2008, for the first time, the percentage of eligible Black voters who voted exceeded the percentage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?